In court, Florida Times Union lawyer Jennifer Mansfield said the teacher data case is making strange bedfellows of two frequent enemies, the Florida Department of Education and the state's largest teachers union, the Florida Education Association. The two sharply differ about so-called value-added teacher evaluations.
We have these two contrary positions that are in heated public debate right now on how to best manage our schools and educate our children. And yet neither side wants the only information that the public could use to determine, is this the proper course?
The state denied the newspaper's public records request for so-called value-added data the state aggregates and supplies to school districts. Teachers' pay and job security are tied in part to a reading of that data. Mansfield says the public should be able to evaluate the evaluators.
For example, if you had a teacher of the year who had negative value-added scores, then something's wrong. Either the subjective evaluation of teacher of the year is wrong, or the value-added model is wrong.
Teachers union lawyer Jennifer Bloom says the value-added model is unfair because it applies school-wide performance indicators to individual teachers. She dismisses the idea that teachers fear the data would prove their position wrong.
We don't fear that. The fact is that evaluations have been exempt for over 40 years. This is something we've supported for years and years and years. This isn't some new thing that we've just come up with.
Most public employee evaluations are public record right away, but teacher evaluations are exempt for 1 year. Bloom says it's critical to keep that buffer before the public can look at evaluations.
It gives a teacher a chance to contest the results of the evaluation. It also allows the teacher to improve if there are deficiencies noted, that they have the chance. You know, this is supposed to be a remedial system.
Bloom told the court the data would, without question, fall under the exemption if school districts calculated it themselves. She argues that shouldn't change just because the Florida Department of Education essentially contracts with districts to crunch the numbers.
Just because the school districts haven't spent the millions of dollars to get a mainframe to do these calculations themselves, that suddenly that means this 40-plus year exemption that has been there doesn't apply anymore.
But appeals court judge Nikki Ann Clark pointed out public records law exempts evaluations held by school systems, but doesn't say anything about data held by the state. Clark questioned Education Department lawyer Steve First.
We are part of the education system.
Right.
So
it doesn't say education system,
but
it says public school system.
But newspaper lawyer Mansfield says who holds the data is a moot point because they're just a component of evaluations and don't get an exemption on their own. There's no timetable for the Florida Appeals Court to make a decision in the case. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.